The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Max Scherzer was a little shaky last night, so I can't wait to hear how Tony defends his warrior god.
I'm Frank Isola. Looks like you're going to have a bit of a wait on that one, Mike.
Ooh, you know what? Tony's probably...
I'm here. He's out.
You know, even though the Dodgers won, his warrior god's team won, but the warrior god didn't get the win.
No.
You know, Tony gets upset by these
things. That's because they took him out. Maybe Tony, I heard that Tony was seated behind Juan Soto last night. He was blocked out by those big shoulders that Soto
had. The only problem would have been how would he have gotten there?
You know, it's a long train ride.
Be a bewitched, twitching of the nose thing. Welcome to PTI. In today's episode, Thursday Night Football, a marquee matchup in the Big Ten, and a huge win for my Chicago Sky. Thank you very much in the finals. But we begin today with baseball. In the National League wildcard game last night, the Dodgers prevailed 3-1 on Chris Taylor's two-out, two-run, walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. So the 106-win Dodgers survived the one-game do-or-die scenario that baseball put them in, and they move on to face the 107-win Giants in the NLDS. Frank, this game easily could have gone to the Cardinals. Did baseball get saved by Chris Taylor?
You know what? I really think they did. I think it was a terrific game. The game had a lot of drama. When you have a team win 106 games, and I get it, at least they get a home game, but they're going to be done after one game. And the Cardinals would have been a terrific opponent against the Giants. I also don't like that the Giants now have to play the Dodgers. They spent the entire season beating them, winning 107 games to take the division. Now you're being told you got to beat them three more times to advance. So I don't even like that. But I do think baseball got it right by the fact that the Dodgers won. The Dodgers bailed them out last night.
Well, I'm your amen chorus on this. Baseball got lucky. I don't know if they got it right. They got lucky. They got lucky, and I admit to, of course, rooting against while still admiring the hell out of the St. Louis Cardinals and what they do almost every year and half the postseason play. And that game last night, that was a fabulous game. And if you just go until the two-run homer at the end, each team's fans can say, this is a great game. And yes, the Dodgers get the two-run homer and they get the win. And now baseball doesn't get it right again because somebody whispered the words, reseed into baseball's ear, or just seed correctly. Just get it right. Seed it in a way that the two best teams meet as late as they can meet. Every sport should aspire to have that. It only makes sense. But most of what baseball does doesn't make sense. And I'm not sure if they like it and they're thumbing their nose at everybody, which would be sort of, you know, rebellious and okay, or if baseball's just stupid in these matters and they can't find their way to the right conclusion.
Yeah. Two things about the game last night. The Cardinals had their chances. They had 11 runners in scoring position. They go 0 for 11.
Yes.
That was one. And then I have to be honest. To me, my favorite moment of the game is when Dave Roberts comes out to the mound in the fifth inning to take Max Scherzer out.
Ooh.
He sticks out his hand. Scherzer shakes his hand. He doesn't give him the ball. I'm thinking when Grady Little went to go get Pedro Martinez and left him in the game, that was shocking. I haven't think last night, but give that bullpen of the Dodgers a lot of credit. Joe Kelly got out of the inning. And how about Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning? Struck out three, and then with a runner on second base, he got the last two guys out
on
strikeouts.
I was having a flashback to 2 years ago, not last year, obviously, but 2 years ago, when Kenley Jansen struggled. And you wondered, like, are the Dodgers going to say, you know what, it's been real, see you later. And they didn't do that, and they stuck with him. When he came in there last night, I'm like, which Kenley Jansen are we going to get? So there were all kinds of great questions that were answered in that game. And still, Dodgers and Giants now play a best of five instead of best of seven. Shame on baseball.
Yeah, and I still love the fact, I mean, the Dodgers won 106 games. They outscored their opponents by 269 runs. And with that pitching and that bullpen, they're going to be pretty tough. All right, let's move to the American League where the Red Sox have wrapped up their celebration from beating the Yankees and arrived in Tampa to face the Rays tonight. The Rays are the defending American League champions. They won 100 games, and they beat the Red Sox 11-8 head-to-head this season. So, Mike, is there any reason to believe the Sox will win this series?
There's every reason to believe the Sox will win this series. First of all, it was 11-8. That's not so in favor of Tampa in the regular season. That's not some overwhelming, you know, margin that they had against the Red Sox. And by the way, Tampa, in those 19 games the two teams played each other, was only plus +2.
Yeah.
If you care about run differential, usually I don't. I know J.D. Martinez is not in the lineup tonight, but he's got some time to get there. Yes, there's every reason to believe. Let me just ask you a quick question. How many World Series have the Tampa Bays won in their existence?
I could count them on zero fingers.
You can count them on zero fingers.
Unfortunately.
And so the Red Sox have a little experience with this.
Yep.
All right? They got a lot of experience with it over the past, I don't know, since, you know, 2004. So, yes, there's every reason to believe that the Red Sox, I know you really can't talk about momentum in Major League Baseball. Because, listen, I covered the Orioles. When Earl Weaver would hear the word momentum, he would say, shut up. It's tomorrow night's starting pitcher. That's what momentum is. And so I had that ingrained in me as a young Cub reporter covering baseball, that it's the starting pitching that night. That's momentum. But I'm not giving the Red Sox momentum. I'm saying they're as good a ball club, and they got to feel really good about themselves overall going into this series.
Yeah, I think winning that game the way they did on Sunday against the Nationals with Rafael Devers having the two home
great
runs,
point.
Getting a day off, then you beat the Yankees with dramatic home win to get you to the next round and a day off. I think that helped. A couple of things about Tampa, and it's funny you brought up the Orioles because you're going to remember, believe it or not, Mike, it's 50 years ago now, that Baltimore had four 20-game winners. This Tampa team,
Palmer,
they won 100 games.
Dobson and McNally.
There you go.
And I'm not from Baltimore, and I know that stat.
Mike, this Tampa team won 100 games.
Yeah.
They had two guys that won 10 games. Two. One of them is starting tonight, Shane McClanahan, who last year became the first player in baseball history. That's Ty Cobb to Shohei Ohtani to make his debut
in the
postseason. It's incredible.
It's insane.
But Tampa, the one thing you have to remember, so the starting pitching, you know, with Kevin Cash, he's going to get those starters out of there. Four, five innings, whatever the case may be. Their bullpen,
long.
Best ERA in the sport. They scored the most runs in franchise history. So the lineup is set. If Tampa wins this series, it's because of that bullpen.
You know, I can't root for Tampa and just...
Why not?
No, because it's the modern baseball I hate. My idol was a guy named Ferguson Jenkins, who I think one year had 29 complete games. Let me say it again. 29 complete games.
I get
Should
it.
Should I value changed. The life right. of that franchise versus the career of Ferguson, Arthur, Hall of Fame, Jenkins? No, I'm not.
Mike,
no, I hate what Tampa
100
does.
They won 100 games in a division that had
They're really good.
Teams that won at least 90. And think about the payrolls of the Yankees and the Red Sox.
I concede to you they're really good. They're worthy if they win. I hate the way they play baseball. I'm allowed, right?
You're coming out in the third inning. Uh-huh. That's it.
This is a two-TV night, Frank.
Yep.
Because we have a pretty good NFC West showdown to deal with in addition to the baseball. The number one rated passer in the NFL, Russell Wilson, welcomes the number three rated passer in the league, Matthew Stafford, to Seattle in a game that features two surprisingly pedestrian defenses that are each allowing about 25 points per. Frank, who would you rather have at quarterback right now, Stafford or Russ?
Well, standalone, Russell Wilson is having a tremendous start to his season. No interceptions, by the way, for him. But I'll take Matthew Stafford against the Seattle defense, which I think once upon a time used to be the Legion of Boom. I guess Richard Sherman's not walking through that door anymore.
No,
they've given
up another door.
An average of 444 total yards per game that Seattle has. And last week was big for them because they were 1-2. And since 1990, 17% of the teams that start out 1-3 don't make the playoffs. So that win last week was big for them. It's amazing. It's going to be a high-scoring game because Seattle defense isn't very good, and maybe we've overrated the Rams defense because they weren't very good last week either.
I'm going to ask you a similar question that I just asked you in the first story. How many big games in his career has Matthew Stafford won?
Probably not many. Probably zero.
None.
He was on the line.
It's not
That's
his
not
fault.
His fault.
I'm going to add that. The addendum is it's not his fault. But the fact is, he's never won a big game. You asked me which quarterback I'd rather have. Russ has won some big games.
Yep.
Russ has failed, and it wasn't his fault, in more big games than Stafford's won.
True.
All right? Or so to me, there's no this question is a walkover. I mean, Russ is a much greater quarterback of significance than Matthew Stafford. So I want Russell Wilson. Matthew Stafford, I thought Matthew Stafford took unnecessary criticism for last week's game. He wasn't bad. Yeah. He wasn't
explosive. The Sony Michel fumble was the killer. That was a killer in that game.
That was sort of a killer. But I think that, I don't know, I think that Seattle sort of has a little bit more muscle memory of how to go into these games, how to handle these kind of games, how to get Russ doing Russ things in these kind of games. So I'm not down on the Rams. Look, this is the tough division. Guys are going to lose games. And in the six games you play in that division, you might be well served go 3-3. But I got Seattle tonight and because of Russell.
And I'll give you a matchup to watch because Jalen Ramsey, terrific player, loves to run his mouth. You got DK Metcalf, who's three inches taller.
Yes.
And he's got Russell Wilson throwing the ball.
I think there's
going to be a lot of points with the way these two defenses are
playing. I'd go right after him.
Yep.
We're taking a break. We're coming up. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship game on Sunday night. Who should be favored, the 2-2 Chiefs or the red-hot Buffalo Bills?
And there is a huge game in the Big Ten on Saturday. Mr. Big Ten himself, Michael Wilbon, is going to break it down.
Yes, sir.
After he just criticized Tampa Bay. The little engine that could. You don't want to see them win.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, I hate them.
They got to get something for as well as they've been the last
Pardon game. The interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time for toss-up, where the producer gives us two options over the loudspeaker. I give you the correct answer, and Frank fills the time until the bell. What's first?
Toss-up, who should be favored on Sunday, the Bills or the Chiefs?
You know, I guess playing at home, Frank, even though the Chiefs have been disappointing, I would say the Chiefs have been one of the, I don't know, five disappointing teams in the league this season so far. The dynasty of the Chiefs, dynasty of one. I think they have to be favored, even though the Bills are red hot. They've been crushing people, coming off a 40-piece win, a 40-0 game. I mean, they're playing in Kansas City. This is an important game to Kansas City. It isn't really to Buffalo. I know they'll say it is. But the Chiefs actually need to win this game at home so they can start being what everybody has them being. Buffalo is not in that position right now.
Yeah, I still believe that Kansas City, to me, over every team, when they're right, they're the toughest team to beat. They're at home. But I'm going to say this, Mike. We hate when guys say it's a statement game. Well, guess what? For Buffalo, this is a statement game.
For Buffalo, you think so?
Well, think about it. They're averaging 33 points a game already. They've already had two shutouts on the season. But last year, they played Kansas City twice. They lost both games, one in Buffalo and the other one in the AFC Championship game. And this defense of Buffalo, which is shutting everybody down, Kansas City put 38 points on them last year in the AFC Championship game. So everyone wants to believe in Buffalo.
Right.
Defense is terrific.
Right.
Josh Allen is terrific. But this is the team that they have to prove that they can beat.
They have to prove it against them. You know, Frank, you and I should just go over to Grand Central and Adams Morgan. A big Buffalo Bills betting hangout. First one in D.C., Buffalo, you think we can get away with that?
Mahomes, three touchdown passes.
Who's going to win the game?
Kansas City at home. They're not going to be 2-3.
Kansas City at home. Yep. What's next?
Toss-up, they play on Saturday. Better Big Ten team, number 4, Penn State, or number 3, Iowa?
Okay, so the better Big Ten team is going to be determined by who wins this game.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. The game is at Iowa. Iowa is that team that every year, not every year, but maybe every other, every third year, you know, people start going, they want to look away from Ohio State or Michigan for a moment or even Penn State. And they say, well, let's see, you know, yeah, Iowa's that team. They got a great tight end. They got a great defensive end. They got this, they got that. And then Iowa goes out and Iowa stinks it up in a game and they lose and they're dumped and they're not in the big action. And when we get late into the cold weather, I think this Iowa team is better than that. I think this Iowa team will beat Penn State and prove to be, for right now, the best team in the Big Ten.
All right, Mike, when's the last time we had a game in the Big Ten between two top five teams and one of them is not named Ohio State?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been like 20 years. It's been a long time.
And the last time Iowa was in a top five game, they were number one in the country. Michigan was two. This is back in 1985, and they beat them 12-10. And the one thing about both these teams playing.
Was Chuck Long the quarterback on that team?
I think
he was.
Ronnie Harmon was the running back. Remember him?
Yes.
Bayside High School in Queens, by the way. Penn State's defense gives up 12 points a game. Iowa gives
two
up 11.6. It's all defense with
this
both of them.
This is a Big Ten game after my own heart, Frank.
Yeah.
And one where the score should be 17-10, max.
I know. And Iowa right now on their schedule does not play another ranked team probably until the Big Ten championship game.
Iowa. It's just good having a Big Ten team, a Big Ten game without Ohio State that's
and Northwestern.
That matters. Well, next year's our year. Let's take one last break, but still to come, an update on Baker Mayfield's injured shoulder.
And looky here, the Chicago Sky have advanced to the WNBA Finals. I wonder if anyone on the show has any thoughts about that.
Finals, baby. Did you see Candace Parker last night?
Yes.
I mean, she was killing
it. Is she from Chicago? I haven't heard that story yet.
Chicago's own Candace Parker. Said later to Southern California,
well, stop
I'm
trying
going
to claim
home
Michael
to
Jordan
Chicago.
Because he's not from Chicago. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah, we don't.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 45th birthday, Charles Woodson. He's really the only Heisman Trophy winner who played most of the time on the defensive side of the ball. And now, he's the only player who wears an ascot on television. And that's on Fox's NFL Kickoff Show. Woodson and Tom Brady were teammates at Michigan. But Woodson didn't need Brady to get him a Super Bowl. Woodson was a standout, a star, for the Packers in 2010 when they beat the Bears in the NFC title game and then the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Woodson was a three-time first-team All-Pro and a first-ballot Hall of Famer, which means he's one of the great defensive backs in the history of the NFL.
Incredible career. He always looks like a million bucks. I'm so happy that they finally gave it to a defensive player. Remember back in 1980, Mike, there was that big push to get Hugh Greene of Pitt?
Hugh Greene,
the Heisman
yes.
Trophy. He finished second.
Second.
That year.
Yeah.
Defensive player should have got.
Didn't have the pro career either that Mr. Woodson had. Happy anniversary, Walter Payton. On this day 37 years ago in Soldier Field against the Saints, Payton surpassed Jim Brown as the NFL's all-time leading rusher. That was before Payton and the Bears won a Super Bowl the next season. That day, Payton rushed for at least 100 yards for the 59th time, which also surpassed Jim Brown and his record 58. That was something of a renaissance year for Peyton, who had his second greatest season running the football and gave a big hint of what was to come the very next season.
You know, Mike, when I was growing up, you know, you have your Jet and your Giant fans in New York. You have the obnoxious kids who like Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Miami, who were good back then. But everyone loved Walter Payton. He was beloved. And I'll tell you what, you go back to that Super Bowl. I know Ditka regrets it. Give him the football. Let him score a touchdown as opposed to the fridge.
I hate to say there's a stain on a Super Bowl, but it just leaves a bad taste in the mouths of people who followed the Bears all their lives.
Yep.
And Walter has so many great records. For the Bears to think about moving off that field, out of Soldier Field, where Walter Payton played his career, don't get me started on that whole issue. Happy trails to the Connecticut Sun, who had the best record in the WNBA over the regular season, but got thumped out of the playoffs last night by the Chicago Sky, who beat down a lot of people with Candace Parker in the lineup. They won 15 of their 16 wins with her on the floor. And now, with a lot of help from Allie Quigley, Courtney Vandersloot, and Kalia Copper, they go to the finals now, where they'll meet the Game 5 winner of Phoenix versus Las Vegas. Pretty nice homecoming for Candace, who left L.A., Frank, after a long, successful career to come home and do exactly this.
You know, sometimes these homecoming stories, they get shoved down your throat, but this one's working out pretty well. You know, Chicago was a 500 team in the regular season.
16-16.
And now they're on the verge of winning a championship. By the way, Las Vegas Aces, Phoenix Mercury, that's going to go to 5. Las Vegas last night went on a 24-0 run. It's the longest run by a team facing elimination in WNBA history.
WNBA playoffs have been interesting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Candace Parker's career has been extraordinary. And she's on, like, award-winning basketball shows as well. Be careful, Frank.
She's on TV more than you, somehow.
She's on a lot, and she should be. One correction. I said Ferguson Jenkins had a season where he had 29 complete games. Undersold. In 1971, Fergie had 30 complete games.
Wow.
He had 24 the year before that. That's 54 in two
Amazing.
Years. You want to know who the active leader in complete games is right now in Major League Baseball?
DeGrom.
Adam Wainwright with 27 for his entire career.
He pitched pretty well last night, but he wasn't going 9, that's for sure.
If you're Fergie Jenkins and you're watching baseball now, people are getting pulled when they got no hitters going.
I mean,
seriously, you'd be ready to throw down if your manager or pitching coach
Scherzer
came out.
Matt Scherzer got pulled in a one-run game.
Scherzer's
in the fifth
a tough
inning.
Guy. He did not want to go.
Nope.
Tony's still crying. He had to take the day off because Scherzer got taken out of the game. We're running out of show. Let's get to the big finish. Baker Mayfield has been playing with a partially torn labrum in his left non-throwing shoulder. How big a deal is that?
I think it's a big deal. He's a tough guy, but you cannot tell me that that's not going to impact him on some level. The Packers have reportedly signed linebacker Jalen Smith. Is that a good fit?
The Packers have need because they'd have issues at linebacker. We don't know if Jalen Smith can still play. There seems to be some debate about that as well. USA versus Jamaica in a World Cup qualifier tonight. Should the U.S. expect a win?
Yes, we better beat the reggae boys. By the way, McKinney, who got sent home a month ago because he violated COVID protocol, got sent back to his team in Italy. He's supposed to start tonight. This is a big moment for Weston McKinney. Braves Brewers starts tomorrow afternoon. Which way are you leaning?
Everything sort of points to the Brewers, so I'm going to go with the Braves. They just seem, they have a feistiness, those other Braves teams, you know, at the beginning of the century and the end of the previous century didn't seem to have. I like something about the Braves. Last one. College football tonight, number 15, Coastal Carolina at Arkansas State. I know you're going to watch this. You're going to pass up NBA preseason games, aren't you, Frank?
I love Coastal Carolina's win last year over Zach Wilson and BYU. They are a terrific story, but they're not a better story than Cincinnati.
No, they're not. Cincinnati.
Give Cincinnati a little respect. That was a huge win.
By people like Tony.
That's right. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, dedicated to Ferguson Jenkins.